Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gorton, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I'm going to share some information with you that was shared with me this morning. This information comes from one of our members who lives out in the greater Atlanta area. As a matter of fact, he tends to invest in the Georgia and the Alabama markets. And his name is Aldrian. Now, Aldrian is a lead investor with Lifestyles Unlimited, and I'm not here to promote him or anything like that. I'm just sharing information that he shared with me because this is really good information. This is information that you want to develop as you pursue your real estate investing career. And I use the word career because it's ultimately going to be a career change for you. And depending on how you do it, depending on what you do, it could be a full-time job, it could be a part-time job, or it could be a job that really doesn't take up much time. What am I getting at? Well, real estate investing, depending on what you want to do, can be time-consuming or not time-consuming. Now, lead investors in our organization are people that go out and find great apartment properties that are not necessarily in great condition, or they're not necessarily being managed correctly. And as a result of that, the properties or the asset itself is not producing the income streams that it should. So a lead investor within our organization will go out and identify those types of properties. They will go through their due diligence. They will make determination as to whether or not a property they're looking at will meet their investing goals and criteria. And if it does, they'll go ahead and get the property. And in doing so, they'll make that property, that investment, available to other Lifestyles Unlimited members like me. Because even though I'm a lead investor certified guy, I've done all the lead investor training that Lifestyles Unlimited provides, and I actually have a desire to become a lead investor, I haven't crossed that line yet. I haven't. So I'm primarily a passive investor. That's where the majority of my money is. With real estate, I'm invested in apartment communities with different members of Lifestyles Unlimited. And it's a really good thing. But what I want to get into today is a discussion about some of the different markets that are out there. And Aldrian, he's focused on the Atlanta market. I mean, he lives out that way. He has a pretty good understanding of the Atlanta market. 5 years ago, Lifestyles Unlimited members weren't necessarily investing in the Atlanta market. It's true. One of the things that has occurred over time, as our membership base continues to grow, as we help more and more people achieve retirement in 5 years or less, those members are actually taking all the educational content that we provide to them, and they're putting that educational content to work in different markets. And Atlanta is one of those markets that I would say probably 5 years ago, we as Lifestyles Unlimited members weren't necessarily investing in that market. Yeah, we had not necessarily penetrated into that market. And that was okay because there's plenty of great deals in the other markets where we invest. But as we have members that make the decision to trailblaze additional pathways for us, it gives us additional opportunities to invest our money. And I think the Atlanta market is a pretty great market. There's a lot going on in the Atlanta market. Now, I'm not trying to convince you to sell everything that you've got and drop all your money into Atlanta. But if it makes sense for your investing strategy, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you invest your hard-earned money into an area that is giving you all types of economic incentive to do so. What do I mean by that? Well, I mean that by investing in places like Atlanta and investing correctly in the right types of real estate assets, you're going to make money five different ways. And if you're in the multifamily space, Atlanta gives you a lot of opportunity to force that appreciation up. In other words, to increase the income streams of that property, which ultimately increases the value of that property. And unlike single-family property, you can cause the values on multifamily to increase much faster because they're not evaluated like single-family properties are evaluated. No, they're valued as business units and the amount of income that those businesses produce versus the single-family properties, which are valued based on comparative sales. What have things in the general area sold for within a certain period of time? Does that support the price that's being executed on a deal you're working on? Yeah, that's just the way it works. So Atlanta. I've been to Atlanta multiple times. Mostly it was, you know, flying through Atlanta to change planes to go overseas when I was in the military. But I've actually spent a little bit of time in Atlanta just as a civilian. And I will tell you this, I was pretty impressed. I went through Atlanta while we were still in lockdown, so, you know, it was pretty quiet and everything. But I went to the aquarium, and it was beautiful. It was beautiful. My son and I, we took a bunch of pictures there, and we had a really good time. But while I was also in Atlanta, I was soaking in all of the economic data that was available to me because that's kind of what I do. I was kind of exploring the town and getting a feel for what that town could do for me from an investing standpoint. Now, when we come back from the break, Aldrian made my life easy because the email he sent me gives you some great statistical information about the Atlanta markets. So when we come back, I'm going to talk about Atlanta and give you an opportunity to consider investing there. Stick around.
I don't know which one bums you out more, the little wheel, you get in the little wheel and run, or the cubicle. Go to your prison cubicle. Think about being in prison every day. What do? You get up every day and stand in your cubicle. Maybe sit in your cubicle. What do you do when you go to work every day? Go to the cubicle. Whew. I couldn't put up with it when I was there. I had to get out.
Ready to get out too? Learn how at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. All right, so let's get into Atlanta. The Metro Atlanta area currently sits at the number 9 spot as one of the fastest growing U.S. cities in America. In spite of the pandemic, in spite of lockdown, Atlanta has been growing. As a matter of fact, Atlanta is home to approximately 6 million people. There were 6 million people living in Atlanta during the pandemic. Yeah, during the entire pandemic. Now, Metro Atlanta, when I say Metro Atlanta, I'm talking about, you know, basically the urban core of Atlanta, experienced the fourth largest population increase of all the MSAs in the nation. Yeah, that is really good news. Fourth largest population increase. That means that people were moving to Atlanta even though we were going through a pandemic. And what that resulted in was an increase in the population of Atlanta of 663,000 people moved to Atlanta over the past 10 years. So Atlanta is enjoying some pretty excellent population growth. Now here's some other statistical stuff that I think is important for you to understand. So the 6 million people that live in Atlanta, of the 6 million, 3 million are classified as employees. Yeah. So half of the people that live there work for somebody and trade time for money. Yeah, that's what they do. They earn, on average, a $72,000 medium income. In other words, they're making decent wages. They're making enough wages in order to pay for quality housing. And people in Atlanta are no different than people anywhere else in the United States. They crave and desire quality places to live. And they're willing to pay fair market value to do that. Now, when it comes to single-family properties, the median property value in Atlanta is about $247,000. That means there's opportunity for you in the single-family space. And I believe there's opportunity for you in the multifamily space, because the demographic information is very positive. It's telling me that there are still great properties that you can acquire that will produce positive streams of income for you. Yeah, that's what I'm seeing. That's exactly what I'm seeing. Let's break down the median rental income. Let me just give you an idea why that's important. So if it's $72,000 per year that they make, that means that the family brings in about $6,000 a month. Now, if you're going to charge, let's say, $1,500 a month in rent, that family will pay you approximately 25% of their wages. Yeah. Oh, well, actually, it won't be about 25% of their wages because they're going to pay taxes. But you know what I mean. And that's a good qualification number. That tells me that people that live in Atlanta have the capability to make timely payments for a property. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's the business model. That's how we do business. Now, let me give you some more demographic information that I think is kind of interesting. Now, I'm looking at a population growth chart for Atlanta. And what this thing does is it goes back, about 6 years, and it projects forward about 4 years. So it's a 10-year span, with 2021 being right in the middle. Now, the one thing that catches my eye is that population growth in Atlanta was trending upward until 2016, where it peaked at about a 1.8% year-over-year growth rate. And since that time, the population growth has actually declined slightly. So in other words, it trended downward until where we are today. But it still registers about 0.8% of population growth. So you might be thinking, well, wait a minute, man, you just told me that people are moving there, it's growing, but then you just told me that it's not growing as fast as maybe it should be. Well, there's a lot to unpack there. There really is a lot to unpack there. I think the easiest way to do this is for us to look at what the United States as a whole did and compare it to that, because then at least we have a control, right? So the United States as a whole gives us a control to compare what we're doing as far as population growth. So when Atlanta was peaking at a 1.8% year-over-year population growth in 2016, America was at about 0.7%. And even as population growth year-over-year slightly declined over time for Atlanta down to, 0.8%? It's a little bit above 0.8%. America actually dropped to 0.2%. So if you're looking at these trend lines, Atlanta is pretty much outpacing the United States. Now, as we look at the forecasted numbers, because forecasted numbers are not perfect numbers, they are some kind of modeling that determines what the future might hold. But until we actually encounter the future, you know, it's just a projection. But the projections are moving upwards. As a matter of fact, the projection for Atlanta has it recovering from just a 0.8% growth rate and then jumping back up to about 1.2% next year and then holding steady, while the United States is only running a 0.2% growth rate. And when it recovers, the projections are that maybe it'll get to 0.55%. So Atlanta is still attracting quality people to its metroplex. Population growth, I'm going to have to give that a check mark. Atlanta is doing fine from a population growth perspective. Now, here's the other thing I want you to think about. All of these people moving there, they need a place to live. Atlanta, like every other market in the United States, is behind the power curve with providing clean, functional workforce housing. And as more and more people move there, and there's a scarcity of property for them to live in, well, that's going to cause pricing to go up. That's going to cause rental pricing to go up because it's a function of supply and demand. If you've got 10 people that demand one property, and you've only got one property to make available, well, those 10 people might actually compete for it. It's been known to happen. Now, I'm not saying that's what you need to do when it comes to investing. But what I am telling you is that there is great opportunity in Atlanta. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the economics. Stick around.
When you look at the effects of what happened in 2008 and you compare it to what we are hopefully coming out of right now, real estate has definitely shown its resiliency. It has provided for people not only a place to live, but a place to work, a place to raise their children, a place to teach their children, a place to prepare all of their meals.
And that's really where the rubber meets the road, is that there are two things that people have to have, and they strive very hard to have them. And that's a roof over their head and food on the table. And if you are investing in something related to either of those two things, you are going to have a winning strategy. And in addition to that, you're providing something of value to the people around you, and creating a win-win situation while creating wealth and passive income for yourself is the best life you can get.
Real estate is resilient. You should have real estate in your portfolio. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Hotlanta. Yeah, that's what I like to call it. I like to call it Hotlanta because I think Atlanta is on fire. I think Atlanta has been on fire for the last couple of years. I really do. Now, there's some economic and employment data that I want to share with you because I want you to understand the types of statistical information that you need to gather. And it's not too hard to gather this stuff. Just go out and gather it. But make sure you understand what the statistics are telling you. I mean, just looking at statistics doesn't tell you anything. Understanding the statistics, well, that's where you need to be. So let's talk about population growth. From 2010 to 2019, Atlanta experienced a 13.9% population growth. Yeah, that's a lot of people. I mean, think about it. If you had a million people and 13.9% more people showed up, you got 139,000 extra people added on to your million. So if you had 5 million, holy smokes, the math is starting to hurt my head now. But you know where I'm going. Here's the other thing. Job growth. 25.2% job growth when measured over the decade of 2010 through 2019. Yeah, that is an excellent number. That is a very excellent number. That means industry is going to Atlanta. It means service businesses are going to Atlanta. It means self-employed people are going to Atlanta because the job growth is increasing. There are more and more jobs available for the residents of Atlanta, and more jobs tends to attract people from other parts of the country who are finding it difficult to find jobs where they're at, or maybe the jobs that are available just are not a good match for what they do. That's part of the reason people leave one location and go to another location. And it's not just investors that look at this kind of data. It's everybody. Everybody looks at this kind of data. Because if you're one of those persons that chooses to work for a living, whether you've retired yourself with real estate or not, if you choose to work, you want to go where the work is at, right? Okay, that's kind of what I'm getting at. So in 2019, Atlanta added 66,700 jobs. That's correct. In 1 year alone, Atlanta laid out availability of 66,700 new jobs. That's what Atlanta's doing. If you measure Atlanta amongst all the Fortune 500 headquarters that are out there, you know, the headquarter arm of all these big Fortune 500 companies, Atlanta ranks in the top five. It has aggregate revenues of $415 billion. Yeah, that means the kind of money flow that is moving through Atlanta. And it was rated the number four highest MSA for population growth. Now, MSA just stands for Metropolitan Statistical Area. It's just a big word, and we give it an acronym. And number four is good. Number four is really good. Let's get into the people. Let's talk about the people. Because we talked about kind of the big picture stuff, right? We talked about jobs. We talked about job growth. We talked about where Atlanta sits amongst its peers. And Atlanta's doing extremely well. But what about the people? How are the people doing? Well, one of the ways to measure the people and how they're doing is to take a look at the median household income. And the statistics are telling me that Atlanta is outpacing the United States year over year when it comes to median household income. So what am I getting at? Okay, well, in 2021, Atlanta was right at $75,000 in median household income. The United States was right at 70, maybe 71,000. So Atlanta, based on the trend lines that I'm looking at, Atlanta is outpacing the rest of the nation. And it is projected to have median household incomes of $85,000 by 2025. Now, the United States is projected to go up as far as median household income, but it's only projected to go up to $80,000. So there seems to be this like $5,000 salary band that Atlanta provides that the rest of the United States doesn't provide. So what's the big takeaway there? Well, the big takeaway there is that the people that you will enter into business relationships with have the ability to pay the pricing that you'll make available for the properties that you're going to provide. And if you need to adjust the rents upwards because maybe property taxes went up or insurance went up or whatever, I don't see a problem with the people being able to pay that increase. Yeah, because they're projected to make more money. Now, there could be a little bit of inflation in there. That could exist. And inflation appears to be kind of rubbing its eyes right now and thinking about waking up in this country. And we really haven't had a lot of inflation for the last 20 years. So what I'm hoping is that this trend line for the household median income actually is putting more money into people's pockets while keeping their expenses where they're at. Now, there's one other stat that I think is important. It has to do with the unemployment rate. And of course, we went into the pandemic, and Atlanta went into the pandemic as well as the United States. So as I'm looking at the unemployment trend line for the United States and for Atlanta, they pretty much mirror each other. Atlanta does a little bit better sometimes and does a little bit worse sometimes, but for the most part, it seems to follow what the United States is doing, meaning it's adjusted downward from a 6% unemployment rate all the way down to about a 4% unemployment rate just before we went into the pandemic. Now, the pandemic did spike the unemployment rate. When you shut down businesses, you shut down business, and people are affected by that. So Atlanta actually jumped up to about an 11% unemployment rate, but that unemployment rate is coming way back down right now as I speak. As a matter of fact, it's actually back down to 4%. Now, compare that to the United States. The United States peaked at about a 13% unemployment rate and is projected to get back down to about 6%. It's actually doing much better right now. So the big takeaway when it comes to Atlanta, from an economic standpoint and from an employment standpoint, is that Atlanta is doing exceptionally well. And in spite of what happened with the pandemic, Atlanta has literally dug in its heels, and it is prepared to grow. It is prepared to grow. And I think Atlanta is a wonderful place to invest your money. So I got to give Atlanta a check mark. I mean, good to go as far as economic data, as far as job growth goes. These things are important. Now, when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into some of the apartment trend demographic stuff. This is important data. Stick around.
Challenge is that you don't believe you can be rich, is that you don't believe you can retire within 5 years. That's half of your challenge. And until you can come up with that belief system, until you can reconcile that in your mind, you won't be willing to take the steps necessary to get there. So you need to get in here and meet some people.
Join us for the next free workshop and meet the people at Lifestyles Unlimited that will share Del Walmsley's belief system and empower you to take the steps you need to be successful. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We sold one of my wife's properties and actually did a 1031 exchange, and we bought three brand new builds in Fort Worth. So right now, collectively, we have three of her inherited properties and then three properties in Fort Worth that we've done through Lifestyles.
And you turn one property into three, tripling your cash flow.
Exactly.
Yep.
Well done.
Learn to increase your cash flow. Register for the workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So let's talk about the apartment trend data with regards to Atlanta, because I think it's some great information that you need to hear. Now, you may not fully understand everything that I'm about to share with you, and that's okay. There was a place in time where I didn't understand the majority of what I'm about ready to say. But that's part of the reason you want to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we take the mystery out of all of this stuff. We teach you what you really need to focus on. We teach you how to invest correctly, and then we get you going. And we encourage you, we support you your entire way. Yeah, that's the way it works at Lifestyles Unlimited. So Atlanta experienced extreme rent growth since the beginning of 2021. And that comes after several years of kind of minimal rent growth. I mean, rents were going up, but they didn't go up at the same intensity that they've gone up this year. Now, the notable difference really comes with regards to how the growth occurred. Yeah. So I know you can't see my charts and stuff, and maybe it's a little hard to imagine what I'm telling you. So let me break it down the best way that I can. Market rents for Atlanta as of the end of July of 2021, that's the data that I have available to me. Market rents went up significantly. They did. I mean, this chart is telling me that at the beginning of 2021, market rents were around, well, they were just shy of $1,400 per unit. Now, that's taking an average of all apartment units that are out there. Okay, so you got some high-end stuff out there. You've got some low-end stuff out there. And then you've got everything in between out there. So the average rents went from about, looks like $1,375, and they just bumped up. I mean, I'm looking at average rents jumping to $1,750 per month. And the forecasted number actually has those rents getting up to almost $1,900 a month by the end of this year. Why do you think that's happening? Well, I think it's for the same reasons I disclosed in the last segment. I think there are people going to Atlanta. I think there's a shortage of qualified housing for these people. And as a result of that, it's a supply and demand issue. Apartment owners are realizing that maybe they can charge a little bit more in rent because people are willing to pay it. People may be budgeted for $1,400 a month for rent, but they also may realize that in order for them to get the apartment they want, they might have to go to $1,700 per month. So that's an individual decision that people have to make. And if your apartment is worth $1,700 per month in today's market, why wouldn't you make it available for $1,700 per month? We are not in the business of charity. We are not. We are in the business of providing clean, functional workforce housing to a demographic of our population that desperately desires it. And I know this for a fact because I look at real estate all the time. I look at real estate that I am considering buying for my own portfolio and I analyze it. I look at real estate, well, lately for my own consumption because I'm in the process of buying a replacement house for myself. So I'm always in the real estate mode. I'm always there because I like it. This stuff is fun for me. It can be fun for you too. But that statistic right there, that is wildly huge. Let's talk about occupancy, because you can have property available for rent, and if you price it too high, it will affect your occupancy because people will find better value with comparative properties. And maybe they won't rent yours. And they won't rent yours until all the better deals are gone. That's why we don't price our properties at the peak of what the market can do. We always like to come in a little bit lower to provide some value to our residents. I mean, we're still going to make money. And it's okay. But we want to give our residents a really good deal without giving away the farm. But when it comes to occupancy, this is something you got to keep your eye on, especially in the multifamily space. Because if you have a 100-unit apartment community, and let's say you have a occupancy rate of 90%, what that means is that 1/10 of your apartments, in other words, 10 apartments, have nobody living in them. So if there's nobody living in those apartments, there's nobody providing you a rent payment. So you need to remedy that. But here's what's going on with occupancy across the board in Atlanta. And it's kind of interesting. Now, I will tell you that Lifestyles Unlimited members tend to get better occupancy numbers than just the general statistics. And I know this because I've reviewed a lot of deals that come out of Atlanta. And I know what's going on there. So back in July of 2019, pre-pandemic, occupancy for Atlanta was floating right around 92%. In other words, across the board, regardless of the type of property, a property was 92% occupied. Now, that number dipped down a little bit during the pandemic, but only a little bit. And what it did was drop down to like 90.5%, maybe a little lower than 90.5%. Excuse me, 91.5%. That's actually a better number. And that's kind of where it bottomed out. It bottomed out there. And it made very slight increases until we got to a period of time that was the beginning of this year. And all of a sudden, occupancy rates went back to where they had been traditionally trending in Atlanta, you know, right around that 92% rate. And then something interesting happened. In March of this year, Atlanta started to see an increase in occupancy across the board. As a matter of fact, when it was measured across the board at the end of July, occupancy came in right at 94%. So occupancy is rising. People are finding places to live. People are finding jobs that they can earn money so that they can pay their rent. It's all occurring in Atlanta. Now, here's another thing that I think is important for you to consider. When you look at your occupancies and you look at your market rent growth, both of those numbers are very favorable to investors. Both of those numbers have been moving upwards and to the right. Now, you could argue that some of that rent growth is potentially caused by inflationary pressures that are occurring in this country. That is very possible. But it could also just be that function of supply and demand that I talked to you about. In other words, this 1,000 square foot apartment was worth $1,400 in the open market a year ago. Today, it's worth almost $1,900 in the market. It's just a function of what the market will bear. Now, if you're worried about the future, if you're thinking, okay, the apartment trend data is good, we'll give it a check mark, especially on the rent growth and the occupancy growth. Those are good numbers. So you might be thinking, okay, well, if I invest in Atlanta, and let's say I get into a deal that's a seven-year hold, am I going to be okay? Well, all the statistical information that I'm looking at says Atlanta is favorable way into the future. Now, there's no guarantees on any of that. There's no guarantees on any of this stuff. Something could happen later on today or tomorrow that could change the trajectory of this country, like a pandemic, and it'll come out of nowhere. But the one thing that we absolutely know is that people must have a place to live. And if you're investing your hard-earned dollars into locations where people are moving to, where people have the opportunity to obtain great jobs, and with those great jobs, they're earning a great living wage, they're in a position to rent a great apartment or home from you. Now, if you want to get started on how do you do this, how do I do this, go to lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. Sign up for one of our free workshops. We'll show you how we do everything. And then become a member, and we'll get you started.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.